Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each episode, we count down our top five favorites in a different category, from movies and music to the totally random. Get ready to laugh and maybe even yell at our picks. Let's get into this week's High Five.
I am drinking Vanilla.
Have you been watching a lot of it or no?
I'm kind of picking and choosing at this point, like the big the big matchups. Like, obviously, wanted to watch Messi and wanted to watch England and obviously the USA. I enjoyed watching Norway. But yeah, not all the games, just the games that were kind of interest, normally the prime time type games.
Sure. Yep. Nice. Okay.
What about you?
I've been trying to watch as much as I can, or as much as the family will let me.
Yeah, that's me.
And work will let me. So I mean, if I don't watch, like, if I can't watch the game, I'll at least kind of look up the score, how it ended, and that kind of stuff. There's been a couple games where I honestly could care less.
Right.
But for the most part, I've been watching as much as I can and keeping track as much as I can. So,
yep.
I wish I was in Boston with the Tartan Army, but yeah, you know, that'd be
pretty cool.
It's okay. Yep. So,
all right. So I guess let's jump into it.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the High Five Podcast. As always, it's your two hosts, myself and Jay.
Hello.
Excited to talk this week. As you know, each week we talk about our top five of a particular topic. And this week with the World Cup that just started, we are, every team's played at least one game. A couple teams have played two games. We're kind of into it. And so we're talking about our top five most excited players in the tournament, or top five players in the tournament, or top five players we're excited to watch in the tournament, however you want to label it. So that's what we decided to do this week. So, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, we kind of talked about what we've kept up with. How we feeling as far as, you know, we're talking about players with this one, but let's quickly talk about some teams, like teams that we're excited to watch.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, overall this World Cup's been pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
Hasn't been too many like crazy upsets. You know, obviously the Spain 0-0 draw against Cape Verde is probably the biggest upset, if you will, although it wasn't. I mean, they didn't lose, loss. But they should have won the game. Yeah.
They should have
gotten three points. Yeah. So, you know, that's probably the biggest, but I think overall teams have been playing really well. I unfortunately am really annoyed that Fox is the host. I can't stand Fox, and most of their personality people are terrible. But the games themselves have been fun. I feel like they've been reffed relatively well. Mm-hmm. Games have been entertaining. There's been lots of scoring, really.
Yeah.
That 0-0 draw is the only one where there wasn't any goals scored. So, I mean, Canada put six past.
Yeah. I was going to ask you what you thought of Canada's 11-on-9 match.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of red cards, which is unusual. You know, to be fair, all of the red cards were warranted, in my opinion. I didn't, although the very first game, I felt like two of the three red cards were probably over the top calls. But outside of that, I think things have been officiated well. I think they've made some adjustments to VAR. I think it's been a good tournament. You know, personally, there's been some teams that I root for that maybe haven't got off to as hot of a start as I wanted to, like Portugal, drawing their game. I was hoping they would come out on fire, but they didn't. You know, USA started out the best they've ever started, which is pretty cool to see. England played well, and that's another team. Scotland won their first game, but they just lost, or I'm assuming they just lost. I didn't watch the final, but there's like a minute left when I came up here, so I'm assuming they lost. But
I think they did.
So yeah, it's been good. What about you?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed watching the U.S. play and seeing, you know, the U.S. kind of almost get along without Christian Pulisic.
Yep.
You know, he played some of the first game, but, you know, they have kind of showed when I heard that he was going to be out for today's match, I was not super bummed because I was kind of impressed with some of the other guys that have played.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, going back to Portugal, do you think Portugal has a problem? You know, they're thinking about, they've got to be thinking about what things would look like post Ronaldo, because
well, to be honest, the team, whether Ronaldo's in or not, is an incredible team.
Yeah.
They have, I mean, their midfield is probably the best in the world.
Yeah.
Or arguably, at least top three for sure.
Silva and Fernandez.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a great team. I think is Cristiano Ronaldo a problem is overblown at this point. Everybody's entitled. 41.
41.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely his last World Cup. I mean, he's done after this, sure. I mean, will he be playing when he's 45? If he hasn't scored 1,000 goals, yes, he will still be playing. as soon as he scores 1,000, I think he's done. So, you know, I don't think it's a problem. I think he had a bad game.
Okay.
But, I mean, they have been playing incredible with him. Mm-hmm. They play good without him. I mean, I think the problem is they should not have played him the full 90 minutes.
Mm.
If you're going to start him, great. Play him till about 60 minutes, pull him out, put somebody else in.
Yeah.
If you're not going to start him, he could be an incredible super sub.
Yeah.
I just don't think he's the reason they lost. I think the team as a whole played like garbage.
Yeah. Okay.
They just didn't play well as a team. So, I think it's unfair to put it all on his shoulders, but because he didn't play well either. He played bad. He played like a 41-year-old. So, you know, it's like me out there. I wouldn't be doing anything either. So.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, and then obviously there's Lionel Messi in Argentina, you know, the defending champs.
So
you got to respect that. I really thought that you'd be probably seeing kind of the beginning of the end for Ronaldo and Messi. And Messi,
yeah, for sure,
kind of proven, hey, he's still formidable, at least at this point, you know, with a hat trick in his first match. So that was kind of fun to see. And then obviously you've got like England. We always root for England because of all the Premier League players and Harry Kane.
Sure.
And Harry Kane had 2 goals in the first match as well. So that's been kind of, like you said, more on brand with some of these teams that are always at the top. And then obviously, what did France do? Did they win?
They won.
Senegal, right?
I don't remember. But they won, I think, 2-4, 3-1, something like that.
Something like that, yeah. And so obviously they're just kind of like a super team as well. So
yeah, for sure.
So anyway, I don't know. Should we jump into it and start with some of our players before we start spilling the beans on, you know, talking about these teams with obvious players on them that we probably like. So
yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. So I picked the topic, so you want me to go first then?
Yeah, do it.
So speaking of the person we were just talking about, prior to their first game, I was super excited to see him in his final World Cup. And that's Cristiano Ronaldo. Mm. Yes, I know he's 41. I get it. But I still think Ronaldo. He's still fun to watch.
Yeah.
He needs, you know, half of a chance and he can score some goals and put up some numbers. I've always been more of a Cristiano Ronaldo fan than a Messi fan, primarily because Cristiano Ronaldo played for my team for a while. He was always just for me, like so much fun to watch and could do so many different things. I was super excited. I'm hoping he still does something.
Gas in the tank.
Yeah, but to be honest, he's always really not. I mean, he's always underperformed in the World Cup.
Yeah.
I mean, for the guy who scores so many goals, he's only got 8 World Cup goals.
Wow.
I mean, that's not a lot for being. This is his 6th World Cup.
Yeah.
I mean, that's. Wow. It's not a lot. It's not a huge production.
I would have guessed twice as many. Wow.
Yeah. No. Same. Yeah. I would have thought he would have been closer to the top, but he's just not. I don't know if it's the pressure. I don't know what it is, but. I mean, He's just always struggled to score and to light up the World Cup. He's never really done it in any of his six World Cups. So,
yep.
But it's also crazy that he's been in six World Cups. So few people have that. So yeah, so I was excited, but a little bummed for the first performance, but hopefully he can turn it around. And I would love to see Portugal win it, just because I think they have a great team and it would be fun to see. But I'm not sure if that's going to happen this year. So we'll see.
My number five is kind of a homer pick, but I had to pick one. That is from the United States, and it is Fullerin Balogun. I don't know if that's how you say his name.
It's close enough. It'll work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a newer addition to the Team USA team. He had the choice of playing for the USA because he was born here. He had the option of playing for England because that's where he grew up. And he also has, I think his mom is Nigerian.
Both of his parents are Nigerian.
Both of his parents are Nigerian, so
yep.
He has triple citizenship, I guess, so to speak. But, so this guy, he plays in La Liga for AS Monaco, and he's 24 years old, and he scored two goals in the opening match against Paraguay, and then he actually had an assist today against Australia. Really excited to see this guy play more. Obviously, Christian Pulisic is kind of the captain, Captain America of the U.S. team, and we all root for him, and you expect certain things from him. But this guy is kind of the up and coming, scorer for us. So it's been really excited to kind of get to know him. I had no idea who he was coming into the World Cup, so this has been fun to see. So. Number five.
Yeah, he played on the England U21s for a long time. So he switched in 2023 to the U.S. So, relatively newer U.S. player for sure.
Yep.
Do you know the crazy story behind how he was born in America?
Something about his mom was like 7 months pregnant traveling to New York.
So he had like family in New York, and his mom traveled when she was pregnant, and she went to return home, but they wouldn't let her board the plane because she was too pregnant. So then she ended up having him in New York. So that made him a U.S. citizen.
So he's not even supposed to be American. Like his parents.
Yeah, no, the plan was not to have him born in America. It was to be born in England because that's where his family had lived. And that's where he grew up. So kind of interesting.
That is interesting.
Yep.
So. Cool.
Great choice. Yeah, he's been fun to watch for sure. I was really impressed both games that he's played. He's been by far their best player.
In the middle of a lot of activity.
Yep. Yep. Definitely cool to see. So my number four plays on one of the teams that I root for and enjoy watching a lot, and was a surprise pick. Has been on and off, but I love to watch him play, and he scored in the first game, and that is Marcus Rashford. I didn't think he was going to get the call up just because he had struggled and kind of been on and off, although he played really, really, really well for Barcelona this year.
Mm-hmm. How old is he?
But, like 28, I think.
Okay.
So again, this is a little bit of a home club pick, that he's a Manchester United youth product. And I've always loved Marcus Rashford. I'm bummed that he's gone through so much issues at the club level, but I love to see him, play for England. He always seems to play really well when he plays for England. I don't know what it is. He puts on that England shirt and all of the negativity that he has at club level goes away, and he always plays really well. He came on as a sub and scored their fourth goal. Just energy guy out there. I'm hoping he starts the next game. I was a little surprised he didn't start this game, but he's just one that I love to watch. Doesn't matter. I watch him in club or national team. Doesn't matter. Just one of my favorite players to watch. So I'm excited for him, and hopefully England does well. I don't know. There is a statistic that no team has ever won the World Cup with a foreign-born coach, which England has for the first time. So I don't know if that's going to jinx them or not. We'll see. But
well, the U.S. is U.S. is screwed too. Then.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. For sure. U.S. hasn't. Well, I guess I shouldn't say that. I'll say U.S. hasn't had an American coach for a while, but that's not true. They kind of go back and they go back and forth. But
yeah. All righty. So that was your number four. My number four, you just had a homer pick as far as a player from your favorite team. And this one is from my favorite team. If you know anything about Caleb and I, he's a Manchester United fan. I'm a Manchester City fan. And mine is Erling Haaland. And I'll put it just how Vivian has put it when she sees him and says,
yeah,
he looks like a chud. Like, you look up the word chud in the dictionary, which is kids slang for just like big man child bro. That's what you see with Erling Haaland, but he is just a big, amazing 6'5", 25 years old, plays for Manchester City. He's their striker. He just won his third Premier League Golden Boot in 4 years. He scored 27 goals in 35 league games for Manchester City, and he is on the Norway team. And Norway, what was it? I was just looking at it. It was their first World Cup.
Yeah, it's like, I think since 1994 or something like that, 98 maybe, something like that. It's a long time ago. They haven't made it in a long time.
Yeah, and they hadn't even scored a goal in that same amount of time as well. Well, obviously that would make sense that they haven't been to the World Cup. But anyway, he scored twice in their first game. And it was just kind of really fun to watch Norway be so excited, because like we said, they haven't been to the World Cup since 1998. And so it was just kind of infectious to watch them and want to cheer for them. And then obviously I like him as a player because he plays for my favorite team. So he's kind of a fun story. His father also played for Manchester City and obviously was from Norway. And so there's kind of a pedigree there going on with his family. And so, he's one of my favorite players. And to see him play for his country for the first time, there was something going on when he was 21 years old. He didn't make the team. And it was kind of like he kind of got snubbed sort of thing. But I think he was, not a very mature person at the time or something. Yeah. But, so he's my number four, Erling Haaland.
Nice. Yep. Yeah, it was 1998 in France. That was the last time they were in the World Cup. So I love the their kit, the red with the blue cross is so cool looking. And did you see their like fans do their rowing chant?
Yeah,
that was the Viking rowing. Yeah, that was so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's my favorite part, is just like the fans and the chants. It's just
seeing people excited about their country.
Yeah, man. Once it's in so four cool. Years.
Yep.
Yeah. I love it. So you'll have noticed so far on my list, two of my last two are all former Manchester United players. This is the first one to break that mold. Has no affiliation with Manchester United whatsoever, but to me is one of the most exciting, up-and-coming, just incredible players out there right now, and plays on France, and that is Michael Olise. Doesn't speak French. I think he was born in England, if I remember correctly. He's so much fun to watch. He's 24 years of age. It's his first World Cup. He played for France in their U21 World Cup, I think it was. I love watching him play for Bayern Munich. And before that, when he was on Crystal Palace, he was so much fun to watch. Just an exciting player all over the place. Got an assist in the first game to Kylian Mbappe, which just was an incredible pass. One that few people can do or would have even seen, the pass right to him. so yeah, I just, he's exciting to watch. He's so much fun. I try to watch him when I can, when he's on Bayern. But yeah, just a fun player. And I like the French team. The French team is one of my teams that I try to watch if I can.
Yeah.
Cause they just have so many good players and they're exciting. So I hope he has a breakout World Cup. I know he has to share the limelight a lot with, you know, all of the incredible players on the French team, from, you know, Kylian Mbappe to Ousmane Dembele to, just a stacked squad. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. it's crazy. But yeah, he's to me, like, just a standout player on that team. It's so much fun to watch. And yeah, I'm hoping he scores a couple goals and puts up some more assists and, you know, bring France deep into the World Cup. So
yeah. My number three is, you know, some people will probably say he's one of the best players of all time when it comes to soccer. He plays for the defending champion, Argentina, and that is Lionel Messi. He finally won his first World Cup last World Cup in 2022.
Yep.
It was kind of exciting to see that. He is also older, kind of like Ronaldo is. He's 38. He's going to turn 39 during the tournament.
Yeah.
And I at first wasn't sure I was going to list him in this because, you know, he's been playing for Miami in the MLS, and, you know, yeah, he's been scoring goals, but, like, it's the MLS, and so he's, you know, a lot of people kind of wind down their careers playing in the MLS, and so I wasn't sure I was going to list him, but since we did this episode after they played their first game where he scored a hat trick, it was, you know, who was it against? Algeria.
It's a good squad.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like, it's not Brazil. It's not France.
Sure.
You know, it's not a top team, but still it's a hat trick in the World Cup. So, and it was exciting to see, you know, like, he still has that step, like, he, you know, and just the ability to react, and, you know, he got that rebound off of the block shot, I think, for his second goal. And, it was just exciting to see Messi still doing Messi things, on the world stage like this. So he catapulted back up into my top five as my number three. I don't think we need to explain too much about him. You know,
he's pretty well known.
116 goals on the international stage for his country. He's got 16 mm-hmm. World Cup goals, tied for the all-time record. And he's an amazing one. So he's my number three.
Nice. Okay. That's a good one. Yep. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's his last one too.
Yeah.
So it's kind of crazy, but, I mean, we've been lucky to, see arguably two of the best soccer players to ever live, play at the same time. So
yeah, it's very true.
So my number two is, yes, a former Manchester United player, but that's not why he's on this list. He's on this list because he's good, and because he's on a team that I really love and would want to go really far. I don't think it's going to happen. In fact, this is the first time this team has been in the World Cup since 1998, just like Norway. And that is Scott McTominay with Scotland. He's a fun player to watch. Again, he's a Manchester United youth academy product, plays for Napoli right now in Serie A. He's just fun to watch. You never know what he's going to do. If he scores a goal, it's always the craziest goal you'll ever see. He's got, you know, some crazy bicycle kicks that he's done and just some flying headers. And he's just a fun player to watch. And I know right now he's kind of playing all over for Scotland. Again, they've played two matches now, won one, lost one. But this last one that they lost, the first game he kind of struggled. He just didn't seem like himself, seemed I don't know, a little passive or whatever, but today, especially in the second half, just kind of played like he does for Napoli, was all over the place, probably should have scored but didn't, probably should have had a penalty called but it wasn't called. But yeah, I just, he's one of those young players that's a lot of fun to watch, and he's on a team that I root for a lot. He's my favorite player in Scotland. So, you know, I would love to see them go far. I don't know if that's, yeah. I don't even know if they'll get out of the group stage. We'll see, because they are 1-1, and then they still have Brazil, which will be a very tough match for them. But
tough sledding.
That's what they, yeah. Yep. So they're in, they're in a tough group. They got Monaco, Brazil, them, and Haiti. So, but yeah, I would love to see them go far. I love the Tartan Army. I love seeing all the clips of them singing and playing the bagpipes down the street and all of that stuff. Scotland's, I've wanted to live in Scotland forever, so it has a special place in my heart. So that's why Scott McTominay's my number two.
My number two is from one of our favorite teams to watch, and that's England. And he is still their main striker. He's 32 years old. He has scored only he's been in three World Cups.
Yeah.
And that's Harry Kane. And he, what did he score? Did he score twice in the first game or just once?
No, he scored twice. He scored the penalty and a header, right?
Yes, I'm pretty sure. That's what it was. It was a header. Yep. And it was the penalty first. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So Harry Kane, if you root for England, you know he's kind of like the main guy. Again, 32, so probably, he'll definitely be playing another World Cup if, stays healthy, but probably this is towards the end of his peak.
Yep.
But yeah, love Harry Kane. Famously, always played for Tottenham in the Premier League, and now he plays for Bayern Munich. And so I don't see him play as much because I mostly watch Premier League. But still love watching him play for England. And he's always been kind of that guy on the England team.
Long as I've been
watching, which is been probably about 10 years now. So, yep.
England's all-time leading scorer.
Yep.
Just tied for the all-time World Cup leading scorer for England as well. So, I'm sure he'll pass that. But, incredible player.
Yep.
Yeah, I love to see, just the evolution of Harry Kane where, he can drop back now and just hit some great passes. And just an overall great, great player for sure. So, I was a little sad he broke Wayne Rooney's record, but all records have to fall, right?
That's right.
So we're on to number ones.
We're already on to ones.
Dude, time flies. I could talk soccer too much. So, so my number one again is another hometown pick, but he's also my favorite player and one that I think, especially this year, broke the all-time assist record in the Premier League and has just been playing incredibly well. And that's Bruno Fernandes, or Bruno Fernandes, if you say it in Portuguese. So, I created this list before any of the games kicked off. and I didn't change it. I left it the same. But they definitely struggled in game one. He did not have a great game. No one, in my opinion, had a great game. He just seemed out of it and didn't know his place in the team or his role and all of this stuff, which is not like him. Usually he knows what he's supposed to do and can find people and can set people up and just didn't seem to quite do that this game, but I'm still excited for him. I'm hoping that again it was just a blip on the radar. Last World Cup Argentina lost their first game and went on to win the World Cup, so maybe Portugal just start out a little flat and then move on and they do really well. But Bruno Fernandes is my favorite player to watch, and I'm excited for it, and I'm hoping that they can step it up and that he can provide some assists for Cristiano Ronaldo and all the other guys, and Portugal can make a deep run. But Yeah, he's definitely the most entertaining player. I mean, the things he can do, the passes, the vision, all that stuff that he creates, just to me is mind-blowing. And I love to see a guy who can kind of play all over the place, who can, you know, more like a team player, wants to set up his team and just wants his team to win. Seems to be pretty selfless, and you know, he can be a little fussy and upset, but I think that's just his competitive drive. So yeah, excited to see what happens.
So my number one, it would be, you know, more of your, you know, your traditional number one pick. It's, you know, one of the, probably if not the favorite team to win the World Cup, it's right up there, and that's France. It's the best player on the best team, and that's Kylian Mbappe. He's 26 years old. He's in the prime of his career. He's got 14 goals in 15 World Cup games.
He's already won the World Cup.
And he's already won the World Cup. And he, in his first game against Senegal, scored 2 goals.
Should have won 2 World Cups.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was that Argentina. Close. Yeah. Against Argentina, it was that close.
Only person to ever score a hat trick in a World Cup final.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Pretty crazy. Yeah.
So, like, just track record and recency, like, all of this plays into favor for Kylian Mbappe. You know, he's not, like, he's not one of my favorite players. He doesn't play for my favorite team. He plays for Real Madrid. I hate Real Madrid. I'm not a big France fan. It's just, like, I like watching them because it's the talent is so evident. Yeah. Like, but you cannot deny the greatness. And if he stays healthy, he will be right up there with the Ronaldos and the Messis, and all those guys, when his career is all said and done, you know, in a good 15 years from now, if he's lucky, you know? He's the number one, for me. I don't know what else you could say. He did win the 2022 Golden Boot with the 8 goals that he had, including the hat trick in the final, like you mentioned. Yep. He's either 26 or 27 years old. I'm getting a couple different stats here, but absolute prime of his career. The only player to score 2+ goals in 5 different World Cup matches, which is another insane stat.
It's crazy. It's his third World Cup and he's 26. It's crazy. Oh. And he's been to 2 finals.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. And
one, that's one, crazy.
Almost the other. Yeah. So,
yeah. Yeah. No, it's a great pick. I mean, he's definitely, I think right now he's probably not the best player on the France team, but you can't not watch him, and you can't not, I mean, he still has 2 goals, you know. Still plays incredibly well, and I just think that France team is just so stacked. It's so hard to say who's the best player on that team. Exactly. It's just a great team, so
cool. Yeah. All right. So those were our top 5s. You got any honorable mentions?
I had Kobe Mainoo, again, just England player. I just loved watching him play. I did have Kylian Mbappe as a secondary. I couldn't put Lionel Messi on here. I had to put him as an honorable mention. But again, when you're talking about, you know, some of the best players to ever do it, and it's their final World Cup, it's just kind of cool. You know, like I said, it's just cool to be able to see all these guys play. And, you know, I think it's sad that, you know, all of it all has to come to an end, but I'm hoping they do relatively well. But so he's another honorable mention. There's so many others that I could list, but
sure.
Jude Bellingham, he's fun to watch for England. Yeah. England's a fun squad to watch too. Yeah. So really anybody on that squad.
I mean, I would say for me, it's probably U.S. I'm going to root for the U.S. But aside from the U.S., like, England's always one of those teams you root for just because you know all the players from the Premier League. And then you go back to, like, nationality type things. So Germany and the Netherlands. I'll root for them. And
sure. Yep.
And love Scotland. You know, you love, yep, you love the, you know, the Cinderella type story like that. So, but
yeah, I don't think they're going to go very far, no, but it's okay. It was cool that they made it. And yep, the Scottish fans are definitely making news. So,
yeah, but you never know. They could beat Brazil.
Yeah. What did you have honorable mentions?
Yeah. Yep. I have Ousmane Dembele from France.
Yeah.
He's just, you know, he's 29 years old, so he's getting a little bit long in the tooth. Yeah, he's got 7 total goals for France in the World Cup. And he's also the reigning Ballon d'Or winner. The Ballon d'Or. I never know how to say it.
Ballon d'Or.
Yep, yeah, Ballon d'Or. I think I was over confusing it here. But anyway, it says he's never scored a World Cup goal. He has 7 France goals, but none in the World Cup.
So. I was going to say, I didn't think he had scored in the World Cup, but I didn't know. So yeah,
that's
he's one of those players that does really well for his club, but not so great in his country.
Yeah. So yeah, he plays for PSG. Yeah. And then my other honorable mention was Bruno Fernandes. I mean, it pains me picking a Man U player, but like you cannot deny the talent there. And he's one of those attacking midfielders that, you know, like a lot of some of my favorite players, you know, Kevin De Bruyne, you know, even, you know, Bernardo Silva, you know, those guys are these midfielders that, you know, find their way up front a lot. He's in that same realm, and there's a lot of skill there, and so I cannot deny him his flowers. So yep, he was my other one.
You didn't have Kevin De Bruyne on there, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I
especially because it might be his last too, I think.
Probably is. I love KDB. But as far as like I'm ranking, for me it was ranking talent, not for the guy I'm rooting for. So yeah, I love KDB, and I hope that Belgium does really well. But yeah, not in my top honorable mentions. So
nice, cool.
But anyway, yeah, that was a fun one. I was also, have you been getting any of these Coke bottles that have the peel off cards on them on the backside? You could peel off the label on these Coke bottles.
No, I didn't even know that was a thing.
I was looking at some of the guys. I got Virgil van Dijk, so I thought about putting him on my list. And then what's the guy from Spain, Lamela?
Lamine Yamal.
Yeah, that guy. I got his. And then what was the other one?
I didn't know this. So it's like an actual like card?
Yeah, they're stickers. And so I've been sticking them on my dashboard of my truck.
Interesting. Got it. Yeah, I didn't even know that.
Guy from Germany that I got. And so they're all kind of like the top players. But
are they like a 20-ounce bottle or
two? They're all the 20-ounce bottles. You can get them on Coke or Coke Zero for sure. I know.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, you'll have to check it out. It's fun. It's fun to see who you get. And as you're drinking it, you can start to see the player from.
Oh, sure. Yeah. They appear. Yeah.
So there's your Coke sponsorship.
There you go.
Today's episode brought to you by Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola. We'll take a couple shares in Coke, right? That's fine.
The choice of the new generation. No, it's Pepsi, actually. But didn't want to give it a full Coke sponsorship.
There you go.
Thanks. So that was... Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
That was World Cup players. That was fun.
Yep. Now I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Your prediction. Who do you think is going to win the World Cup?
France will be in the championship. I think that would be a shocker if they don't make the final.
Okay.
And then from there, I could see Spain up there as well. I don't know if obviously we don't know what the bracket's going to look like in the knockout phase or anything.
Sure.
But you know, who's on what side of the bracket. But, you know, I could really see France and Spain up there. And then, I'd say one of those two is probably one of my favorites. But yeah, it'd be fun. It'd be fun to see someone like Norway get hot, or it'd be fun to know, see someone, you know, even England. It'd be really fun to see England make it to the final and win one. So, but I'll probably, if I'm betting actual money on it, I'm probably just going to
bet France.
I mean, you just can't deny the talent there.
Yeah.
But what about you?
Who do I think is going to win, or who do I want to win? Because those are two different questions.
USA.
Who do I want to win? It's a tie between Portugal and Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
Who do I think is going to win? Man, it's a hard one for me to choose, because I think there's so many teams that are really good and have the possibility of it.
Yeah.
But you know, if I'm looking just based off of like the first couple games, I would sway towards England, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Their first game was really, they played really well. They played against a good Croatian team.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a deep squad. They have a lot of good players. You know, obviously France will, I think, always be up in that conversation. I just see a lot of like almost infighting with the players, where like they just don't seem to be wanting, like,
yeah, they're too,
they don't seem to be cohesive, like, as a team. They seem to want to like kind of all get the,
well, it's like the, it's accolades, like the dream team. So. It's like the dream team at some points, not the dream team, because obviously the dream team was 1992, but the U.S. men's basketball team, you know, you win all the time, and you start getting the infighting. You start getting that, you know, like you expect to be there. There's no common, there's obviously the common goal is to win, but you know, you start having guys with different ambitions.
But I think they can overcome that, and I think they definitely have the talent. I don't know. I just, there's something about the way England started that you kind of got to be like, oh, maybe they, I mean, they got a shot, but
yeah. But I also feel like they've done this before.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yep. Although I would say, you know, I mean, I know that they didn't win the Euros, and I know they probably should have beat Italy, but I mean, they're starting to play better and better in tournaments, you know? And I don't know. It seems like, I feel like Harry Kane recognizes that this might be his last, and I think the team around him recognizes this might be his last, and I just feel like they're kind of playing as a team really well. Like, I didn't see anybody on that team that was kind of like, oh, I need the ball, or give it to, you know what I mean? Like, they seem to play really well as a team, and were hustling. So, I don't know. I liked that. I thought they played really well. Yeah, so,
they did play well.
We'll see. And I think they had one of the harder competitions as far as the first game too, out of all of the big teams. You know, obviously Spain had a rough go in the first game, but that doesn't mean anything either. So,
yep. Cool. All right, so that was World Cup players, and that was your pick. So my pick. For the next episode, I think, you know, with us coming up on the 250th anniversary of our nation, and 4th of July coming up, I thought it'd be fun to do something related to that. So I was thinking either top, you know, high five American moments, or high five American people, high five Americans. What are your thoughts on those two?
I mean, I feel like, I mean, people is a good one. The problem is that I see there's just so many. Like, how do you whittle that down?
Yeah.
But also moments. There's a lot of moments, and like, are moments going to be too much? Like tragic moment. I don't know. I don't have a A leaning one way or the other.
Let's make it less about the individual person, because our country is about us and us, you know, getting through it all together. And so let's make it top five American moments.
moments slash events. Is that what we want to call that kind of thing?
Sure.
Okay.
Yep. So, yeah, okay. I think that'll be fun going into
the cynic in me July. Has to go away, right?
What's that?
So the cynic in me has to go away.
That's right.
For this episode.
Yeah, we have to be positive. So I, you know, I cannot record next
Thursday.
Wait, what's today? The 19th, 25th. Oh, yep. I can. Yeah, I can record next. I can record the 25th. But I cannot record the following Thursday, which is the 2nd of July. So we'll either have to do it early that week, or we'll have to wait until like the 5th or 6th. So we can figure that out next week. But just figured I'd throw that out there.
Yep. That works. It is a holiday too. It's kind of crazy in that time. So.
Yeah. So, well, what do you think? Should we get out of here? Week?
Yeah, man. Sounds good. We got to watch Brazil.
Yeah.
Brazil.
Brazil is up 1-0 in the 29th minute.
Oh, you got that over there?
Haiti. Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, this should be a shoe-in for them.
You would think.
Cool. All right. Okay. Well, it was good chatting with you. And I'm going to hit the stop button.
Thanks for listening to the High Five Podcast. We'd love to hear what your high fives would be or what you thought of ours. You can find us on Facebook or email us at thehighfivepodcast@gmail.com. Or just say hi if you know us in real life. And a big thank you to our friend Trevor Durheimer for the awesome intro and outro music. See you next time.